News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on a Monday morning. Today's date, let's see, it is March 9th already. Springtime is here. And of course, when you hear that music and a little bit of the Monday song, you always know it's Malcolm Ballinger's time here on Pep Talk. Malcolm is here, but he is delayed for a moment. So I'm just going to chat with you for a bit till he gets back into the studio. The most recent publication, if you're not familiar with Ballinger Publishing, they have several publications in town that are really terrific. I reference them all the time. The good news is that they're free. So one of the ones that I love the most is the Pensacola's Downtown Crowd. This particular newspaper comes out about every couple of, it comes out once a month. And so you can find it just about anywhere. All of the visitor centers have it. The visitor center that's at the base of the bridge. You've got the visitor center over on Pensacola Beach. They will have these racks where you can pick them up. If you're ever up around Scenic 90 Diner, they have the Downtown Crowd there. Just locations all over town. You just have to look for the like the old-fashioned looking newsstand. So the Downtown Crowd is basically all local. It's all local advertisers. It's folks that are here in Pensacola who support this particular publication. Like I said, it comes out every month. And the cool thing about Downtown Crowd is that you can go into the back of the paper and you'll find a calendar of events for the whole month. And what I love about it is that they include all the different charities, all the different fundraisers. This past weekend, we had Wine on the Water, which was at the Pensacola Blue Wahoo Stadium, and I understand that was a big success. And I don't know about you, but St. Patrick's Day is still a couple of weeks away. But I have to say, if you're not in the spirit in the month of March to wear the green, then I don't know what you are, because I got to tell you, the green that I saw on Saturday, I don't know, what did they have, 10,000 people in the prediction run? Unbelievable. Everybody was decked out and dressed up. So if you haven't had a chance, go to the News Journal website. There's pictures there. You can find pictures all over Facebook and some of the Instagram and if you on social media. But you have to, some of these outfits, I'm telling you, this was before they had the green beer. So I don't even know what they would look like after the green beer. So it's just a fabulous tradition here in Pensacola. So hats off to McGuire's and Raleigh's and all the gang for having this great event that's just become a tradition here in Pensacola. Also, we had the Filla Bowl for Mana, and I understand that they were sold out, which was phenomenal. And so that's good news, because Mana Food Pantries, as you know, is one of my favorite nonprofit organizations here in Pensacola who do so much good for our community. Because it's hard to believe that there are people in our town, in our little town, that are food insecure. But the numbers that they quote to me when they come on the show about how many people do not have enough food to eat for their family and children. And sometimes, you know, they had interviewed someone over the weekend talking about the stigma that it's attached to not having food. And, you know, it's one of those things where things happen to people. And unfortunately, people that do work, that do have jobs, can suddenly find themselves in a situation not of their own making where they're food insecure. So I was happy to see that Filla Bowl for Mana had a great turnout. And it was Filla Bowl, Pick a Bowl, and they had all kinds of folks there. And they sold out and did really, really well. So this is the season for fundraisers. Trust me, if you go and look into the back of Downtown Crowd, you can find out what is happening. I can tell you probably about 10 events this morning that are coming up soon. So definitely check all of that out. I think tonight is the last night of the Sun Belt Conference Championship Games. So that should be exciting if you haven't had a chance to check that out. Huge success. Our friend Ray Palmer got recognized by the Sun Belt Conference at the game over the weekend, which was really cool. They gave him a big, big plaque poster to commemorate all his efforts to bring them here. Okay, so he's back. Malcolm is back in the house. Good morning, Malcolm. There he is. Oh, wait, hang on. It probably helps to turn your mic on. There you go. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. The late Malcolm is here.
I don't know. Everyone's running late to this morning, so I'm just going to get used to it. There's not a darn thing I can do about it. Traffic. There's all kinds of reasons. So it's Monday, you know? It happens.
It's Monday.
Yeah, it happens. So how was your weekend?
It was very interesting.
Yes.
Saturday, I went to the symphony.
Oh, I wanted to go. And you know what? It was sold out. I was so upset. It was Mahler's symphony and the Choral Society.
Yes.
Oh, And then I finally went. I said, you know what? I'm going to try to get one ticket. And there was one ticket in the balcony for $125. I said, no, I'm not sitting in the balcony for $125. So how was it? I'm so jealous.
It was magnificent, I guess is the best way to say. Yes.
What's so special about the Mahler's number two? I mean, everyone I talk to, that they say that's one of their favorite symphonies.
You know, I wasn't really familiar with, not really familiar with Mahler. And when it started, I thought, you know, it's a little slow starting. Mm-hmm. But then as it starts to build and then bring in the voices, the end is magnificent. Everybody that was there was just buzzing.
Oh,
I mean, just thrilled.
It's amazing that we have this kind of high quality art here in Pensacola.
Yes.
Just amazing. I love it.
Talking about high quality art.
Yes.
Of course, on Friday is opening night of Oklahoma, Pensacola.
Oh, awesome.
Pensacola Opera.
That's right. This weekend.
This weekend.
Fantastic. Are you going to go?
Oh, of course.
Oh, good, good,
good. Of course.
Of course. Our ticket, I'm assuming tickets are still available.
Well, yes. They are not quite sold out.
Okay.
But getting very close. We had a meeting last week, and we were thrilled with the ticket sales
for
Friday and Sunday.
Good. Well, I'm curious. I'm just so curious because being a musical, you know, a theater person, mm-hmm. and I'm very familiar with the musical theater genre, but I've never seen an opera company do what is traditionally a Broadway musical. So it's different than an opera.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And the style and the tone, I mean, everything.
Yes, the style of the voice.
Right. I'm curious, is this Oklahoma, the original score, or has it been adapted for opera?
I believe it's the original score.
Okay.
Yeah. I did get a little taste at our board meeting last week.
Uh-huh.
The young lady that sings the lead, and I've forgotten her name, magnificent voice, sang. And
yeah.
It was really, you know, opera voices, I'm a little biased, of course, but opera voices have that certain...
Oh, they're incredible. The training that goes into it.
Yes.
They're incredible. I have a very dear friend that's an opera singer here in town, and she's just incredible. Sewell Griffith, who's just extraordinary.
Oh, I've heard her sing many times.
She's extraordinary.
Yes.
But the training that she has and the background to get that beautiful voice, it's a lifetime of work to be that good. And I can't wait to see how it translates, because I want to see if this is my I always love opera because opera has great costumes and sets, and and typically the singers kind of pose and sing. So I think it's going to be really fun, because I saw some rehearsal outtakes of them learning all these, you know, Oklahoma dances and the square dances and stuff. I thought, oh, now this should be interesting to see opera singers square dancing. I'd love it.
Well, opera has transformed over the years. It used to be 50, 60, 70 years ago, the singers were very wooden.
Very formal and stiff.
Yeah, they didn't really act.
Right.
But now opera singers have to act, too, and do a very good job.
Yeah, no, they have to compete.
Yes. It's going to be a triumphal season for Pensacola Opera. La Traviata was incredible.
Mm-hmm. It was really,
yes,
really good.
And Oklahoma, obviously, is going to be pretty much a sellout.
I haven't seen that show in years and years, so it'd be fun to go see it. Mm. So now the shows are Friday and Sunday, is that correct?
Friday and Sunday.
And at the Sanger Theater.
At the Sanger.
So I'm assuming you can go to PensacolaOpera.com if you wanted to get tickets.
Yes.
Or the Sanger Theater
the Sanger,
box office.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good deal. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. So if you have a question about Downtown Crowd or Pensacola Magazine, or, you know, how Malcolm's golf game was yesterday, text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a minute. Good Monday morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert here today is Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question or comment for Malcolm, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Okay, so what else is happening in the world of Ballinger Publishing?
Well, we have lots and lots going on. It's an exciting April, as it always is, because our wedding contest winner will be decided soon.
Oh, great.
The deadline for entry is the 15th.
Of this month. So that's next Sunday, by Sunday.
Yes.
Okay. So and what? So tell me what you're talking about. What is this all about?
If you were married locally in the last year or so, and we're looking for a cover contest winner, submit your photos, professional or amateur, one that you think would make a great cover of our wedding magazine, and who knows, you could be the one.
How fun would that be to have your wedding picture on the cover of the magazine?
Now, all entries are featured inside the magazine.
Which is even cooler.
Yes.
I mean, I'd like to be on the cover, but so
you
it can't
become,
be.
You become famous.
Yeah, you can still be in the magazine, and what a nice keepsake that would be for you.
Yes, particularly if you make the cover.
Okay, so how do
it's
I go about?
It's the 15th is the deadline.
Okay, so you probably want to get it in by Friday just to be on the safe side, which would be the 13th.
Yes.
Considering,
I won't give a lecture about deadlines, although I was just lectured to about deadlines.
Well, there's a difference between a publishing deadline, Malcolm, and an on-the-air live deadline. But that's okay.
Yes,
things happen. It's okay.
I consider myself told off.
No.
I'm contrite.
No, you know I love you. Just don't love you when you're late.
When you bump into people, you have to say, hi, how you doing?
It's tough being you because you know everybody and you're so popular. There's no question about it. But anyway.
So where were we? Yes, back to the wedding.
If
yes,
you have a wedding picture, send it in.
Please send it in. And bear in mind, it needs to be 8.5 by 11. Mm-hmm. So pick a shot. Where my advice is that the bride is front and center.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to have the groom there, but the bride is what everybody's really interested in. That's what makes the cover. Well, that's what picks up. That's why people pick up magazines.
Well, last year's bride was beautiful, and she had was from India or had an India background or culture.
Yes.
And she had this beautiful, the dress was gorgeous, beaded, and oh my gosh, it was a beautiful choice.
Yes.
Really great.
Yes.
Okay, so make sure you get those in, and you can send, where do they send it to?
Info@ballingerpublishing.com, weddings@ballingerpublishing.com. You send them to me, malcolm@ballingerpublishing.com, and I'll pass along.
Okay.
Really should be here by Friday.
Yeah, I think you'd be
safe. But if you do it over the weekend,
you'll be okay.
That'd be okay.
Yeah, because the deadline's a little loose. So I'm just kidding. Oh, my goodness. Okay, what else you got going on, buddy?
Quick mention about downtown.
Yes.
As I said, I went to the symphony, and everybody seemed to get in and out very easily.
Mm-hmm.
It was, as you say, sold out. So
I was disappointed. I wanted to get a ticket, and I was sold out.
People found somewhere to park.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a little, you know, obviously, with all the construction, it's a little different. But you can still get around downtown very easily.
Mm-hmm.
As I've said so many times, many of the businesses have back entrance. You don't even have to go onto Palafox Street if you don't want to.
You can go right to Balin Street, behind the next one over from Palafox.
Or Jefferson
and
Street
Jefferson too.
To the east.
Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of parking, and it's free, which is great because the mayor has waived those fees.
Yes.
So that really helps. Yeah, that makes a difference. So definitely take advantage of that. Now, how are our Pensacola Ice Flyers doing?
Very well.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Yes. In fact, we have, thank you for reminding me, we have tickets for actually Friday and Saturday.
Oh, this week. So we have two sets of tickets?
Friday is, I think, St. Patrick's Day.
No, St. Patrick's Day is next Tuesday, the 17th.
Well, I think.
So this Friday, I believe, is Friday. Let me look at my calendar. I think it's Friday. This Friday is the 13th.
It is, but it is St. Patrick's Day.
Like a celebration of
like
a
celebration.
I gotcha. Okay.
So I guess you wear your green.
The Friday
and shamrock.
Oh, okay, cool. That's fun.
And then on Saturday, everybody's favorite small dog races.
Oh, and you're giving up your seats. I thought you liked that one.
You know what? We'll just give away Friday.
Oh no! I'm sorry, listeners. I shouldn't have said anything. Oh, okay. So you have four tickets for Friday night.
Four for Friday night.
Okay. Well, how do you want to give these away, sir?
You text in your name, email address, and the answer to this really difficult question. Really, really difficult question.
Okay, pay attention.
On Friday is the opening night of Pensacola Opera's new production of, question mark.
Okay.
What is the name of the, Well, it's not an opera. It is a
musical.
It is an American classical musical.
Yes, well is known. That,
yes,
very well, well known.
And was mentioned many times
earlier
by you and I earlier in the show.
Okay. All you got to do is text that answer in with your name and
email.
And
it's where the wind comes sweeping down the plane.
Oh, he just gave it to you. 850-437-1620. The name of the musical, your name, and an email address. And you will have four tickets to the Friday night game for the Pensacola Ice Flyers. And everybody texts in after they go, Malcolm. And always when they send like a little thank you note, they say, and the seats were great.
Yes, they are great seats.
Great seats. Okay, so we're looking for the word. Okay, how many listeners in? You want to do the first one?
Yes, first one.
Okay.
Fastest on the trigger.
Okay, fastest on the trigger was Keith. Keith, you won tickets to see, and you got the answer right, Oklahoma.
Mm, good.
Good job, Keith. Malcolm will be sending you those tickets prior to Friday. Excuse me, so congratulations.
Yes, I will.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. And oh, I'm sorry, what did you want to say?
I want to talk about the fur ball, but we can do it after the break.
Perfect. We'll come back to talk about the fur ball with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger and Publishing. Congratulations to Keith. His phone number ends with 9881. You have won four tickets to see the Pensacola Ice Flyers this Friday night. Compliments of Ballinger Publishing. We'll be right back with Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here. He's always here at this time on Monday mornings to give away Ice Flyers tickets occasionally and also to talk about what's happening in the community and what's up with all their different publications. So before we went to break, you were mentioning the fur ball.
Yes, if you turn to page 18 in Downtown Crowd.
Yes.
You'll see that it's for a good cause.
Oh, cute. This is the Pensacola Humane Society's annual fur ball.
And
I
it
love
is
them.
March 21st at the Yacht Club, and I believe tickets are still available.
And it's 5:30 to 10.
Yeah.
And you can probably go where to there. I guess PensacolaHumane.org is their website, I think, if I remember correctly. Yes, PensacolaHumane.org.
Yes.
So you can go directly to that site and get the tickets. It's always well done. There's good food.
But beware.
Yes.
There's lots of cute, cuddly little animals.
Oh, see. I might have to skip this one.
You might find yourself adopting
a
little dog or something.
You know, I do that thing on Friday where I have the different shelters come in.
Yes.
And they're all after me now. They're bringing in these adorable little puppies. And I keep saying to them, I can't foster because it would be a foster fail. Any dog I bring in my home is staying forever. There's no doubt about it. I have no resistance whatsoever to a cute puppy dog wagging his tail.
Well, there's a couple of several pictures. One of them with, I'm not sure what sort of, is that a bulldog that has a tux?
I'm not sure what breed. I think it's what is that?
Boxer,
breed?
Is it?
Maybe a boxer.
Yeah.
Yeah, cute though. He has a little bow tie.
Yeah, he looks a little.
a little terrified, but other than that, his expression is wide-eyed, to put it that way.
Yeah, what the heck are they doing to me?
Putting that tux on him. I know. Well, I saw pictures of lots of dogs over the weekend. I was talking about the McGuire's prediction run.
Yes.
And lots of folks had their dogs dressed up and looking very festive.
There is always lots to do in Pensacola, many of them for a good cause, mm-hmm. like the fur ball.
Yeah.
So read your Downtown Crowd and support wherever you can, the opera, the symphony, the Humane Society, whatever it might be.
And there's so many things happening this spring, and it's all in your calendar.
Yes, it is.
And don't forget to get that entry in to be on the cover of the April magazine, Pensacola magazine.
Yes.
Where do they send it again?
Weddings at BallingerPublishing.com or info at BallingerPublishing.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, Malcolm, for
Thank
being
you.
Here on Pep Talk.